today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
Here we are on the Friday Good Day program. Glad to have you aboard for continuing overview of what's going on in the world, the real world personified with the likes of Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Kenny is not here today because he suffers from the same thing that Roberta often suffers from, lack-a-teca. It's a lack of lack-a-teca. You have that problem from time to time, don't you? Lack-a-teca?
Lack-a-teca.
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 It's an Italian word, which means
you don't know.
Lack-a-teca means you don't have
more
any.
American Indian.
No. Lack-a-teca.
The Lack-a-teca tribe.
Like the Lackawanna Railroad. No.
Right,
Lack-a-teca
exactly.
Means that you don't have technology. It means that your technology is not working. So he has Lack-a-teca. Today. That doesn't keep us from the Queen of Sheep. In about 10 minutes, Roberta is going to regale us with some fun Friday freebie material that you'll probably be able to enjoy over the weekend. What sort of thing do you have for us, Roberta?
Oh, we got some great holiday offers and a way to get free shipping, especially if you're an American Express card member, and some deals from Disney and Starbucks. And if you jar and can, you're going to want to hear this one.
Is that like shuck and jive?
Right. If you jar and can.
All right. There you go. All right. So we have some Bruce Springsteen news for you later on in this hour.
Listen to Roberta. Anytime you say those words, Bruce Springsteen.
Yes, please.
She's
please,
on
please.
It.
Yeah.
Who has that?
I have that. But I'm sure you will add to it. As a matter of fact, there's an important story at DougSteffen.com about the boss. All right, so we'll get to that in a matter of moments. Jennifer has a television report in the next half hour. What's hot there, Jen?
Oh, well, a lot of things are hot in TV news. A couple of new people, some casting news joining.
Vamping folks while she finds her notes. Go ahead, Jennifer.
It's on the Facebook page for the Doug Steffen Good Day Show, by the way. Facebook.com/Good Day Show for those of you there. Plus, a duo getting back together for a New Year's Eve celebration. And I thought we'd run through some of the drama surrounding Sharon Osbourne talking about
doesn't
the ladies
like the
on
view.
The View.
Oh, doesn't like The View. And this is the anniversary of the first airing, The Voice of McDonald Carey. I can still remember this as a kid, even though my mother never watched any of this stuff. For whatever the reason, I remember, like the sands through the hourglass,
these are the days of our lives.
McDonald Carey was one of the stars of the Days of Our Lives. He was also the voice, debuting on NBC on this date, November the 8th, 1965. Woo-wee. And it just fell apart. Was it last year? When did Days of Our Lives go off the air?
Days of Our Lives is still on the air.
Oh, it is still on?
Still on the air,
I thought it was one of the ones that
went to cable.
It was All My Children and One Life to Live that got the app.
So where is it on cable, Roberta? Days of Our Lives
somewhere.
On cable?
No, it's on channel. It's on NBC.
Huh.
They replay it on SoapNet.
Do they? Okay, but there's a fresh show every day.
It's on SoapNet, right?
Oh. No, every day there's a new show.
Really? All right. So,
we've got to get with it. We got to get you up on your programs there, Dougie.
What, me?
Yeah, I got to watch my stories.
Yeah, you do. All right. So let's see what's happening here. The trans fat demise. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Big deal about this in the last 24 hours as the feds, through the FDA, we all know how competent the feds are, so it'll be interesting to see how this thing falls apart, like pretty much everything else there. Michael Bloomberg will get credit for this, I'm sure, in his epitaph. The demise of trans fats. The city of New York forced an early examination, if you will, of the use of trans fats. And now the feds have looked at it, and they say, you know what, the mayor is right. We got to get trans fats off the shelves. We're going to label it all as dangerous. You will not be able to get it sooner or later. Right now, though, we're going to tell everybody we're going to require labels. Now, isn't this interesting? The feds can require labels and this isn't bad, on the health and or lack of health benefits of using trans fat oils, but they can't require you to learn where the where your food comes from.
Yeah, genetically modified stuff isn't going to be modified.
Right. No.
Only one bad thing, not all of the bad things.
Yeah, okay. So you could say, oh, well, at least this is a step in the right direction. Yeah, I guess you can make that if you
again,
if you
want
to make that argument.
Have prevented it from being a true.
So the trans fat lobbyists are not doing their work.
Yeah, they don't. They're all dead. The trans fat lobbyists.
That's right.
Yeah, they've expired.
They all died, right?
Too much trans fats
exactly.
in there. Gone. Schools.
So the next thing they're going to do now is they're going to say those big drinks are no good too.
But the feds.
Yeah, just like Bloomberg did.
Yeah. Well, listen, Bloomberg did a lot of good
things.
What
is wrong with a big drink?
It fills you up.
I can have a large iced tea, and I'm going to be perfectly fine.
Oh, you put a lot
of sugar
in it?
They're not talking about iced tea.
No, I don't use
sugar. But
they're talking about,
you know.
They're talking about all drinks. No large drinks.
And
they're discriminating against me. I have a thirst that needs quenching. I'm very upset by the whole large drink thing.
You need to go on a dating site for that one, Jen.
There you go. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. So, anyway.
Take that, Mayor Bloomberg.
The essence
of... Not only can afford many small drinks.
Can I move on now? This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn.
Go ahead.
And Doug, you actually are monitoring Facebook. What do you have there? Because Kenny's not here. Jen, what are you seeing, hearing, sensing from folks following us at Facebook.com?
Feeling, connecting, and smelling.
Yeah, or Twitter at Good Day Show.
Well, over at Facebook.com/Good Day Show, we've been talking about Obamacare. Yesterday, President Obama offered an apology for some of the shortcomings of the Obamacare rollout.
Was it a real apology?
Do you believe his apology? Do you think it was the right move for him to make? Logan said, "My mama told me never to say anything I didn't mean." Yvonne said an apology is the right thing and the first step to correct an issue. And Brad said, off to the gulag with the whole bunch of them.
The gulag. Isn't that a great name?
It's a great name, isn't it?
Great name. By the way, how about we have a little 2020 info quiz. What is a gulag? Gulag. Hopefully
and for extra credit, what is goulash?
Yeah. Open my refrigerator.
And how does it? And do they eat goulash in the gulag?
There you go.
Yeah.
888-302-3684. Last hour, we had a fellow call from Washington, listening to WTNT, who is the funniest guy. We were asking about the fellow who developed the cigarette manufacturing machine. His name was Albert Hook. So I asked, who was Albert Hook? This guy calls up and tries to equate him to Albert Einstein. And then tries to convince us that Einstein invented something, and then went on to declare something else that was ludicrous. But it was fun, actually. We had a little fun with him.
And then he goes, "Hey, listen, I'm just an artist."
Yeah, right. I asked him if he was a member of the jaywalking
cool,
crew.
I like him.
Yeah. He'd have made a great, he could have been a good visitor to Howard Stern's radio. And who else does that? Kimmel does something that's similar to that, too, doesn't he? Shows how really dumb. Sadly, a lot of people are.
Don't call him dumb. He's still called with a guess.
Okay, so what do we call him?
He had a wrong answer. He was creative.
Wrong. He was wrong. That's all. He was simply wrong. 888-302-3684. So, gulag. What is a gulag for a swell prize and credit here? 16 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. If you're over 40 and worried about your blood pressure, Heart Factors Plus will be the plus that will boost your body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus, which reminds me, today I think is Mary Hart's birthday. See how my mind works?
It's really bizarre.
Today,
scary.
Mary Hart.
Scary.
Yeah. Mary Hart was born on this date in 1950. Okay, now back to our commercial. The Heart Factors Plus is I found this supplement, I don't know, about 4 or 5 months ago. And started taking it myself before they went on the air with it. I don't have a problem with blood pressure. My blood pressure is great. But I'm interested in getting blood flow to certain areas of my body. My brain, for example, is something that in order for me to do well as a broadcaster, I need to have maximum blood supply to my brain.
How's that working out for you?
And you've noticed how much better my brain has been lately, haven't you, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah. Sharp as a tack.
Oh,
how
yeah.
much? Yeah. You two, both of you sound disrespectful with that attitude, by the way. Very disrespectful. of my position
yes,
as the boss of this program.
You are the smartest person
maturity.
Around, boss.
Thank you.
Your mental acuity absolutely astounds me.
I'm taking our Factors Plus. That's why. That's it. Boosting my nitric oxide levels. It will directly affect your blood pressure, how your brain works. It keeps your arteries clean and strong. It's a better circulation and blood flow that you're going to get. It's good, good, good for all sorts of things in your body. Call 800-577-8560 to order your supply of Heart Factors Plus. Be like your Uncle Dougie when you grow up, smart with a good brain and a good body. 800-577-8560. You think that'll get people to call the phone if I tell them they'll have a body and a brain just like mine? Is that going to get people to call 800-577-8560? What do you think, Roberta? Yeah?
Well, the only danger is that you start buying corduroy pants.
Ah, well, that's not part of the deal. Call
the real danger is a corduroy short.
Make your attempt to get
this. With the knee socks.
All right, yeah. Let me finish this, will you? Yeah, imagine Doug Stephanie get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus with your order. Call now, 800-577-8560.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save. Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at guitarcenter.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
All right, I'm in love with Roberta Fasanelli, as many of you are, mostly because she helps us save money, and we all are interested in money more than anything else in our lives, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. And we got, talk about money, we got some offers from Big Bucks, Starbucks coffee. Groupon has a deal where you can get a Starbucks gift card, a $10 gift card, just for $5, people. $5, half price. You're only allowed to buy one. But, you know, but if you've got different email addresses and different credit cards, you can have, stock
cheating.
Up on them. And we have a Starbucks holiday offer. If you text a certain word to Starbucks to a number that's at DougStephan.com, you can get all sorts of great holiday offers with money off offers for Big Bucks coffee. Combine that with the gift card, you get coffee a lot cheaper than you normally do. For Thanksgiving, there's a free e-cookbook, 35 family favorite Thanksgiving side dishes if you haven't quite figured out what you want to cook yet. This is a great deal for American Express card members. There's a website called ShopRunner, and it's, it kind of works like Amazon Prime, except they have like 80 different online stores on it. They usually charge $79, and you get free two-day shipping. Now, if you're an American Express card member, you pay absolutely nothing for it. You just
nothing.
Sign up, and it's free.
We'll
tell you how to do it at DougStephan.com. We have Baskin-Robbins reminding you it's a buy one, get one free two-scoop sundae every Wednesday through the end of the year. If you can and jar, we have free labels for you from a Snapfish, which is a really good deal. And Disney has a family and friends sale going on, 25% off with the coupon code you can get on DougStephan.com just in time for the holidays.
Hi, we're helping you with your monetary crisis here. Check out the Queen of Cheap at DougStephan.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's off as usual, but that's okay, boss.
You get on then. Once you get on to the right clap, I'll follow you. Crank it up, Michael. This is from The River. This is one of my favorite Bruce songs. Roberta doesn't like it, but I think it's one of the great, great Bruce Springsteen pop songs. He's got at least a dozen in my mind that are at the top. If I had a list of 100 songs that were great pop hits during the pop era, this man would be in probably the top two or three contributors. Elvis certainly has to be there. Beatles, and then Springsteen.
Beach Boys.
Beach Boys. Yeah, okay. Yep. Yeah, but Bruce is certainly in the top five.
Any
question whatsoever. And that's me saying that without
like
any prompting
business
from Roberta, who is one of the supreme Bruce Springsteen fans. All right, so come on, Michael. Don't shy away from this. Hungry Heart was one of the tracks on yesterday, I think. It was yesterday, wasn't it? When we acknowledged that Bruce's album was hit number one during the same week in 1976, I want to say. What was the album we were talking about yesterday? I don't remember which one it was. Anybody remember? Why do I bother?
But something we talked about yesterday? No.
Yeah. Oh, you don't remember? This is my staff, folks. See how much
at the ready,
attention
always
that they pay to me and how much attention I pay to myself. There's probably somebody listening now that will remember what album we highlighted yesterday, Bruce's number one album from 1976. Anyway, this hit number one during this week in 1980, The River, 4 weeks. 4 weeks it was at number one. The Ties That Bind, Sherry Darling, Jackson Cage, Two Hearts, Independence Day. This cut out in the street, Crush on You. You can look, but you better not touch. I Want to Marry You, The River, Point Blank, Cadillac Ranch, I'm a Rocker, Fade Away. This was the two disc set, right?
Right, yeah, this is the only two disc set of new music that he's put out. There's been a couple of compilations that have two discs.
Yeah,
but this is
right,
the only one, because he hadn't written for a very long time at this point, because he was in a dispute with his manager.
Yeah.
So he was prohibited from recording and releasing anything, so he had all these songs. Oh. So
how did he dispatch his manager after that? What was the result?
He got a new manager, but they kissed and made up years later.
Really? Oh, that's good. So there's another Bruce story that's interesting today. A professor at Rutgers said that he is offering a class aimed at examining the lyrics of the Springsteen songs from the theological perspectives, kind of like U2, in a manner of speaking.
Exactly.
So what do you make of this, Roberta?
Well, he does have a lot of biblical references in his songs. He's got songs like Adam Raised a Cain, Jesus Was an Only Son, In the Belly of the Whale. Even a song like The Rising that everybody knows. Those are kind of obscure songs. But The Rising, I mean, talks about theological issues, you know, and refers to biblical stories.
Let's listen to it. I want
stories.
You to point those out. Mm-hmm. Crank it up, Michael.
Come on, horizon.
This seminar at Rutgers is going to, it'll have the 20, it's limited to 20 students a semester, and it's a one-credit course. It includes lyrics of songs from Greetings from Asbury Park. Let's see here, Wrecking Ball.
Well, all the way through, the Wrecking Ball. That's his first to his most recent album.
Yeah. Well, so who signs up for something like this? The kids today, do they really respect and appreciate Springsteen? Or isn't it aimed more, the music is still aimed more at your age, my age? Who's in the audience?
You have gone to every age.
Really?
Every single age. It's amazing. Really? You have people who bring their grandchildren now to the shows.
Really? All right, so check the story out if you're a Springsteen fan, and who isn't? Good red-blooded American needs to be a Springsteen fan. Check out the story on the classes coming to Rutgers at DougStefan.com today.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Have you ever seen your cat sitting on your bed, sofa, or other soft area, alternately lifting one front paw, then the other, over and over again? This ritual may go on for minutes at times, and Kitty may appear to be in a trance, staring at nothing in particular. Have you ever wondered what Kitty is doing, marching in place but absolutely going nowhere? This behavior is called kneading or trampling and is actually rooted in your cat's kittenhood. Kittens knead on the mama cat's belly as part of the nursing process. Kneading serves to alert mama that the baby is hungry and actually helps stimulate the milk production. Very often when I'm lying in bed and my cat's around, they'll come over and knead on my chest. They're not getting any milk, but if the bottom line is they are feeling more secure and less stressed out. It takes them back to the earlier days when they were with their litter mates, and mom was there, and they were able to knead on mom to get that food. So the next time the cat's kneading on your chest, I know it hurts. Don't shim away. Give him a pat on the head. Tell him you love him, and I promise you, he'll outgrow it in no time at all. Maybe. I'll warn you next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Listen to Bill Bennett. This is not a place for you to be if you are grumpy and angry. No grumps allowed. Only people who know what a gulag is. That's the special
word. No one knows, though.
Apparently not. I don't see anybody here that's...
It's a hot spice drink, isn't it, that you drink in the wintertime?
Right. 888-302-3684. Question of the hour is, what is a gulag? I would like to know that the audience that listens to this program, millions of you around the country, are smart as a whip. You'll know what it is and you'll call. Maybe if you're lucky, you get a swell prize as well. I know you all have potential. You have the desire. You have the need to know what a gulag is. Starting the conversation we were having, about 20 minutes or so ago. 888-302-3684. People with potential are like cars. You can have a high-performance engine, heavy-duty drivetrain, high-octane fuel. The potential is there. But potential only works if you turn the car on, you put it in gear, and then let her rip.
A lot of people
have the potential. You have the potential, but you don't ever use it quite as well as you might. So hopefully you're not in that place today. You want to do, you feel badly. I'm almost to the point of feeling sorry for President Obama.
Really?
Well, I mean, it's so obvious that he's way in over his head. And he doesn't have the ability to understand what really is going on around him. He's like in a fog or a world of his own. And this is big time stuff. This is high stakes. With hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars in the economy based on the healthcare system, mm-hmm. which we all know was broken, but then didn't get fixed. All the people, for not necessarily the right reasons, who criticized this whole thing and how it came about, are now gloating because the thing is collapsing. They don't have...
You don't think that maybe he was undermined, Doug, that he was given wrong information?
No.
By whom?
That the people. Well, there are a lot of people who, you know.
Why doesn't he have good people around him? Then to give him the right information.
I don't think he listens to the people around him.
He doesn't listen to anybody. This has been a dream of his.
I don't know.
He was inspired by Hillary Clinton.
He wanted to do it. He wanted to do it.
This was his legacy. So his legacy is going to be that he bungled, fumbled, and made a colossal mess out of something that did need attention.
And
that did need help. That admittedly ought to be changed.
We're getting a lot of feedback on Facebook over this,
about his apology.
Yeah. And if you believe it, do you think it was the right move for him to make? And Nicole said, he needs therapy, Doug, as you said. Glenda said, no. Richard said, when you cannot tell the truth, apologizing for lying seems a bit odd. Josh said, they should do what Walmart should have done and honored their purchase.
Right.
Interesting, a little throwback to the story about Walmart yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Marie said, don't trust anything he says. I pray for all leaders to do the right thing. And Seth says, no, too little, too late. He's just trying to save political face to prevent a Democratic wipeout in the midterms.
That's the problem. So many people think it's just about politics.
A lot of times it is.
Well, in this circumstance,
they're motivated.
Yeah, but there are people who do need the help, who do need to have insurance, who ought to be able to get some consideration, but you don't get it with this in this way by screwing everybody. I mean, there are going to be hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who won't be able to pay their health care, the costs of health care as the 1st of January, never mind the 3 million that have already gotten a cancellation.
And then not being able to pay the penalties. And then we also have to, the reality here, the thing that I think is the worst about all of it is that we're going to become a nation of part-timers. People are not going to be in full-time employment positions
anymore. Because nobody thought, that's what nobody thought through. And that's why if you have good advisors around you, there's so much of this patronizing that goes on with any president. President Obama, President Bush's idea, President Clinton, they aren't President Clinton's ideas. They aren't President Bush's ideas. They aren't Obama's ideas.
They're
people that
advisors.
Are around them in the team that come up with these things. And then, of course, in the way that we have royalized the presidency, all the credit flows uphill. So in that case, all the blame flows uphill as well.
Yep.
And this guy can't handle it. So he continues to make himself look foolish. The poll numbers are off. Another, he's down to like 34% approval rating. And if he doesn't do something that, he doesn't have to run again, so who cares? But all the Democrats are worried about their butts. They were all gloating about how screwed up the system was because of the shutdown, and it was. And again, it points to government being too big and out of control. And so we look at the jobs numbers for the quarter that we're in and the basic health of the economy and it's all going to be screwed up because they can't make it work. They couldn't avoid the shutdown. The Obamacare thing is affecting 1/6 of the economy, and people are ticked off.
Do you know what the lowest approval rating for a president has ever been?
No. I think it had to have been for Calvin Coolidge, but I don't remember what the number was.
I just did a little Google search.
And found? It would have been Harrison or...
In recent times, it looks like Bush had the lowest. Was Bush's disapproval rate,
George
down to
Bush?
19%?
Yeah, it was. He was in... Yeah, right.
Wow.
Yeah,
so he had the lowest. His highest approval... This is so funny. He had the most... Bush had... This is George W. Had the highest approval rating in modern times at 92%, and he had the lowest at 19%.
Well, that was 92 right after September 11th.
After September 11th, sure.
And then when they figured he didn't know what to do, they made a mess of everything with the Patriot Act, and Bush couldn't figure his way out of it because once again he had hacks around him like Karl Rove, who were always looking at the political strategies and not looking at how the American people are really affected by this stuff. So all those guys, all they think about is politics, and they don't deal with the realities of how the average person is affected.
President Obama's highest approval rating was 76%. His lowest, and this was as of August, so it's gotten lower, but it was 39% at the time. What I think is really interesting is in modern times, the president with the lowest, highest approval rating, who do you think it is?
The lowest, highest approval rating.
Yeah.
The lowest, highest approval rating.
Mm-hmm. So this thing that I'm looking at shows you the peak. Yeah. It was Nixon first. He was 67%, which is right. Understandable. Mm. But Clinton's approval rating, his highest approval rating was 73%.
Mm. And yet he was one
of
the best
presidents. But people think of him as being a popular president.
He was popular.
I know.
And he did a good job in comparison to these last two boobs. So,
isn't that funny, though?
Yeah. Well, it's because the stuff that had nothing to do with him being president is what people got into their minds. Can you imagine now if Obama had some kind of personal scandal and they're rolled in to all of the, you know, let's say, well, never mind, I'm not even going to go there.
Okay, and one more little quick quiz.
Yes.
Who had the highest, lowest approval rating?
Highest, lowest
in modern times, from Roosevelt.
Jimmy Carter.
No.
No, really?
Oh, no. Carter was 28%.
Oh. So the highest, lowest.
Yep.
The highest, lowest. I thought, Jimmy, 28%. There's somebody lower than 28%?
Mm-hmm. No, the highest, lowest would mean the least hated. So who was like the least hated a president in modern times?
Reagan.
It was Kennedy.
Oh, okay.
Reagan got down to 35%.
Modern.
Kennedy, 56% was his lowest approval rating. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No. Well, he was actually, in the time he was there for his experience, see, he had good advisors around him. And that's what these the political realities, since maybe Clinton, have brought us around to, maybe even started with Reagan, the political realities of who gets paid off, if you will. And I would say, okay, here's where I'm going to settle in on this. The best exemplified by Cheney and Rumsfeld and that ilk that were around from the Reagan era, even through the Bush era, those guys were bad news. But there were people around them who actually did know kind of what was going on, and they helped much more so than just Obama just doesn't have any sense of what is practical and real because he has no experience in the practical, real world. And that is telling in big-time terms, looking at what's going on around us right now.
Yeah, and no one in his administration, this is what gets me, is that no one pays. No one pays for any of the wrongs that they do. No, I mean,
pay sooner or later.
I know they do, but it's like, you would think Kathleen Sebelius or Benghazi or somebody would have said, hey,
yeah,
this
Mr.
is wrong.
Yeah, Mr. Benghazi, get out of here.
Well,
you're
know,
fired.
But this is wrong. We got to do something about it. We have to make a change, and nobody seems to get in trouble.
888-302-3684. Ron's listening in Tucson. A lot of new friends and fans listening to The Truth in Tucson. Ron, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Nice to hear from you. What is a gulag?
A gulag is like a place to send you in Russia. When you've been a bad boy, they'll send you up there to reprogram your brain.
Right. It's in a sense, a concentration camp. Some people would equate it to the reference to Siberia. But gulags came around, I believe, during the Second World War, did they not? Weren't there gulags maybe before that? Didn't that exist before World War II? Gulags?
Well, I think it's a common thing in like communist or socialist.
I think it started in the Stalin era, if I'm not mistaken. Prison camps, work camps, that sort of thing. And yes, they were endemic to the Russian society, if you will. Yeah. Okay. So that's close enough. We'll send you a swell prize, Ron. Is that a good deal?
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Just as an aside for a second here, what do you think about the status of the apologies and all the things that have been rattled around here with regard to the health care program itself?
I don't think he's really being sincere, and I don't think that just apologizing is acceptable. They need to fix it. I think that the Democrats were just as much a cause of the government slowdown as the Republicans, because they didn't have to keep that the Obamacare bill, you know, in the legislation.
They could have changed it if they'd have read it. They could have changed it and fixed it and made it better. Nobody read it. Yeah, right. All right, sir. Hold on just a second. Thank you very much. Jennifer reports on the television news of the day in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Do you have
have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics, basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
In today's immigration debates, some congressmen say the most important issue is workplace enforcement, punishing businesses who hire illegal workers. Enforcement must be a part of the solution. But if you look through the lens of liberty, you might see that a new government bureaucracy is not the way to go about it. Verifying workers under the government system takes more than a month, and mistakes are common. Smart cards would provide much more reliable identification. Such cards are an invention of the private sector and are already used worldwide for security. They are scannable anywhere, unique to one person, contain biometric data, can be canceled instantly or renewed, and replaced if lost. If preceded by background checks, that would be the ultimate security.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Let's get it started.
My home nursing practice is growing, but with all the changes in our industry, we needed a tech upgrade. Staffed. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. We got two powerful Dell laptops for the office and touchscreen tablets for all our mobile teams. I saved a bundle. Hey, gotta keep business healthy too, right? Let's get it
started. Save up to $150 now on all Dell laptops, desktops, and tablets powered by Intel at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store or online. Restrictions apply.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots. The shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand. A trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots. A sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed. For adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
All right, speaking of caffeine, Jennifer's had her, so she's ready to go.
Always well caffeinated,
as far as the television is concerned. What do we have in the tidbit department here, Jen?
Well, New Year's Eve. I feel weird even bringing it up, but it's only a few months away. And a set of seemingly mismatched TV hosts will reunite on December 31st to ring in the new year. Those people are Kathy Griffin and Anderson Cooper on CNN's annual New Year's Eve telecast.
What a waste of time she is.
Can you believe they've been doing it for 7 years already together?
Just a waste of time.
I know. Interesting. Anyway, so that'll take place if you do like them and you don't think she's a waste of time.
Well, I think that CNN is, though, everything at CNN is a waste of time. It is.
Sharon
Nobody
Osbourne.
Watches it. There's nothing there.
Sharon Osbourne thinks that The View is a waste of time. She was on the Arsenio Hall show this week, and she and the top co-stars were all there. And she had a few choice words about the differences between The View and The Talk. She said, quote, "We do not discuss politics. We do not debate." And then she said that she loves Barbara Walters, and the rest can go blank themselves. Apparently, big fan of Barbara, not for the rest of the girls. Damon Wayans Jr. is sticking around New Girl. He played roommate Coach in the Fox show's pilot before being written out because of his commitment to Happy Endings. Well, now that Happy Endings is over, he's back, and he's going to be appearing for a 4-episode arc.
Go ahead.
Oh, FX has announced the season 5 of Justified will premiere on January 7th at 10 p.m.
Hmm.
And did you have something to add?
I just thought it was interesting that the Olsen twins have decided to hang up their acting career. They don't want to do any more television.
Have they had one recently?
Well, I think that's it. Recently, they haven't had to have one. They're both billionaires, literally.
I mean, since Full House, what have they done?
Nothing.
Right?
And they did Two of a Kind. Didn't they do... Well, they were in.
They did some like weird little series that didn't do much.
And they did some movies and stuff. But boy, have they made a lot of money.
Well, mostly in, they have done fashion. They've been really smart with merchandise.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Program on Friday focuses on travel, and our featured guest or expert is always Tom Parsons. You can check him out at DougStephan.com in the list with his co-hosts. There's a picture of Tom. Click on that. You'll find the Good Day specials for the week. When it comes to travel, Tom puts together special deals that will benefit those of you who listen to the Good Day program, another service of our program trying to keep you out front. So Tom has some late-breaking news as far as specials are concerned, even for this weekend. Trips overseas, also in our focus as we continue with travel here. BestFares.com, Tom Parsons, all in, we have our binoculars on, and we're going to zoom right in on those areas in just a moment here on Good Day.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, November 8th through the 11th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to get your house spruced up for the holidays from our friends at Sherwin-Williams. First, create a plan. Do you want to paint one or more rooms or just touch up some trim? Whichever you choose to do, you can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and the results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting questions? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details in your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Tom Parsons from bestfares.com here on the Good Day program with an overview of what's going on. We have any real hot news from the world of travel other than the TSA having a moment of silence today. Do people think that's overdoing it a bit because at 9:20, the 1 week anniversary of the TSA agent in New York, 9:20 West Coast time, being killed? Is there too much focus on this, Tom? And what are travelers feeling? What's your sense of what people are saying or thinking about this?
I'm not sure many people are thinking about it, but I do think that when you got 60 or 70,000 TSA employees and the very first one passes away since 911, it's a big deal to them. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, to them it is, but the traveling public doesn't have much respect for the TSA, as we know. That doesn't mean that it's appropriate. Reality, this guy died for no good reason.
Yeah, and especially the way he did die.
Yeah,
and,
horrible.
Didn't
deserve it, no matter what. Yeah.
I mean, he was in reality, he was defending our nation. Okay, he was there to protect the passengers.
You know, I don't go that far, anyway, but he was there doing a job that he was hired to do.
I know, but you know, they wore the uniform, and I think you need to give respect. Still, all the other ones over in Afghanistan, they all should have much more respect.
Well, I think we have this whole business of respect that people assume ought to go to people for doing a job. We could debate that forever. But the point is that airports will be slowed down today because of the moment of silence. And so what that does to travelers, you better, if you're traveling this morning, you better get to the airport a half hour earlier because there's going to be a slowdown for sure because of that. All right, deals, domestic big deals. 30 seconds on where we can go to find really good deals, hot deals, immediate deals.
Well, I still think the last-minute getaways, we have over 450 this week. The cheapest one, if you live in Los Angeles, I believe is $88 on American or Delta next weekend. And
to go where?
A round trip to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas for $88.
Yeah, here's another thing I'll talk about real quick, but maybe we'll do this next week. Kids flying solo for the holidays, it's a big, big price difference. And
higher?
I think we should get into that next week and tell people, you know, if you fly one airline, the worst airline is United, is $150 each way to escort a child.
Really?
In Alaska. Alaska.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.